in right now. It is time to take five for your community. And this morning, I'm very happy to be joined by Emily Bunyan. Emily is the director of the Knox County Public Library. Emily, first of all, good morning to you.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Appreciate you coming over here this morning. We got a lot to talk about, including a special day coming up this coming Saturday. Yes.
Yes.
But I want to start with the library in general, because I think it's kind of been undersold in some people's minds. I think some people still think of it as that place I went to as a kid to read kids' books, or I went to get my homework done in the day. You know, I think that they think it's time has come and gone.
They have a nostalgic notion of it, rather than as a 21st century.
Yes. So
facility.
How would you describe the 21st century library to those folks?
I would describe it as a vital, essential organization with everything available in terms of technology and learning opportunities.
Okay, we'll talk a little bit about that.
Well, we have internet all of the hours that we're open to the public, and we even have Wi-Fi available when the library's closed. Mm-hmm. We're open 68 and a half hours a week, 7 days a week, even Sundays, 1 to 5 on Sunday. That's our busiest 4-hour period of the week. And we're very responsive to the community. We want to do everything we can to provide the educational and informational needs to the community.
So this Saturday would be a good chance to find that out, because you're having a special open house coming up Saturday, don't you?
Yes, this is a very special day for us. The library has been chosen to receive Knox County, Indiana's Bicentennial Torch. It's the ceremonial torch that was carried through Knox County a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have it permanently encased in a special location in our historical building, McGrady-Brockman House.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
We're excited.
Okay, and then let's see. You've also got a familiar name for in this area, folks who like good music, Dennis Stromack.
Yes, Dennis and two of his fellow musicians will be playing on the porch of the McGrady-Brockman House. We're calling it the Party on the Porch. They'll play immediately after the ceremony on Saturday, and they play French, Creole, Illinois country music.
Okay, very good. So it should be and again, it's a good chance for people who haven't been to the library for a while to see what they're missing.
Yes, yeah, visit the historical collection, and we'll give tours, and we will help you look at the online newspapers. That's a favorite. We have newspapers back to 1807, and many of those are available online.
So you were telling me, you know, before we came on, about, you know, some research you can do at the library, and you were telling me about a story about, now you mentioned it hanging here in Lawrence County, and now folks in Lawrence County always think of Betsy Reed.
That's the name I thought of, but one of our researchers at the library, when they found out I was coming here, did some research on a duel that happened here with a Parmenas Beccus and a Dr. Skull. It seems that this Dr. Skull said about Becca's stepdaughter, if she was as good as she is pretty, she would be a jewel.
Oh, okay.
So that was enough to ignite this fervor in Parmenas Beccus to challenge Dr. Skull to a duel, and unfortunately, Beccus lost.
Oh, my goodness. And that's just some...
And that happened here in Lawrence County.
And that's just some of the research you can do at the library.
Yeah,
okay, the Fortnightly Clubhouse, that's another part of the library of the area. For folks who aren't familiar, can we talk about the Fortnightly?
Yeah, we have about 12,000 visits a year there.
Wow.
It's really a hub of the community. It's a hidden treasure there on 6th Street. I know we've all driven past it hundreds of times. And for years, it was an exclusive women's club, and the women still meet and have their organization, but now they gave the building to the library in 2007, and now it's a vital community center. We have all sorts of meetings there. We've had reindeer programs.
Mm.
We've had a variety of programs for children, and county council meets there, Rotary meets there, the Fortnightly Club women meet there. We have debates there. And it is a really vital organization with about 12,000 visits a year.
I like how you put that, a hub of the community, between the library, between the McGrady-Brockman House, between the Fortnightly Club. It is. It's a hub of the community.
We say the community is the heart of the library.
Okay, so for folks who aren't familiar, why don't we remind them where it's located and if they can get in touch with you, how they can do that.
Thank you. 7th and Hart Streets. We have a 5-building campus, And the phone number is 812-886-4380.
Okay, and the open house again is this
Saturday, September 22nd, all day long. It begins at 8:30 and ends at 5:30. We'll have refreshments, live music, and a special ceremony at 11 a.m. And everyone is invited.
Okay, there you are. She is Knox County Public Library Director Emily Bunyan. Emily, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.